And he fell hand. The man fell hand. He fell, you know, like you say, he did not disappoint, or he disappointed, whatever. And the man said that you are, he said to him, look, he said, I was afraid and I hid it and I didn't do anything with it. Sometimes fear, and the servant said, you are a wicked and lazy servant. But the thing is that sometimes fear masks itself as laziness, procrastination, and all of those things. At the root of it is fear. Barak said, literally, didn't say it, but literally was trying to say, I am afraid to go alone. So she put on her gift of motherhood, her gift of support and probably compassion, which, you know, she wasn't described as that before. She was described as a judge and a prophetess. But then she put on this other gift. What other gift do you need to release to send people? What gift do you need to release in your family, towards your children, towards your husband? What gift do you need to release towards your friends? And what gifts you need to release in your church, in the community of faith, the church where you serve, where you're planted? What gifts you need to release in the marketplace, in the place where you work? Sometimes you may have three gifts, but you release this more at home and you release this more in the marketplace, right? And so this is a challenge to us to rise up and use our gifts. My journey is that, yes, I've been known as the compassionate one. Growing on, I'm known as the mother head, not mother hen. Not just because I'm the firstborn. I'm the firstborn. My husband is the firstborn. So leadership has been thrust on us from our youth. We still have both our parents. We have a string of siblings behind us. So I'm telling you, in the family, we are busy. Both of us are busy, and there are high expectations. Not to talk about in the church world and other places. But you see, we will not be overwhelmed, and you will not be overwhelmed, because you know what? As you use your gift, God is merciful and he's kind. He will let you evolve. He will let you evolve. So you're ready for the next. You're ready for the next. Okay? He knows your strength. He won't just say, do this, do this, do this. Allow yourself to evolve. But don't allow yourself to just sit there and do nothing. Because the Lord might label you, and God forbid, as wicked and lazy. Because he said, I knew what I was doing when I gave you one. Or I gave you two gifts. I knew what I was doing. But you're saying that, I don't know what I'm doing. So like, Lord, I'm not going to do anything with it. So it's becoming something that the Lord may not accept or tolerate. But I see God being pleased over us. I see God saying, enter into our joy. He said to the servant that had five and multiplied it and it became 10. Because it's not in the volume, but it's just in the fact that he did something with it. 5 times 2 is 10. So we don't think that the one with 10 is better than the one with 2. They are the same. You know why? Because the one got 2 and just doubled it. He doubled it and he got 4. There's no way he could have made 2 10. He doubled it and it became 4, right? So they got equal pay or equal reward. We're going into that equal. This is the month of the women, and we're talking about overcoming gender bias. But we ourselves must not be biased about our gender. We must not be biased. For us to now tell the other people and the men, don't be biased about us, give us room, embrace us, embrace your gift first, and let's embrace one another, and so that they can freely embrace us. And so he said to the one with 5, if you read the end of that passage of scripture, it says, enter into the joy of your Lord. Another translation says, I think the Phillips translation says, now I will make you my partner. You want to be partner in that law firm. You want to partner in that business. But how are you releasing your gift? He says, now I will make you my partner. Enter into the joy of your Lord. That is the Lord, the master, the owner of the business, the CEO, okay, the director, whoever. And God is saying, enter into joy. So you are the one that will first have that satisfaction of joy when you begin to release your gifts. Do it afraid. Whether you're afraid or not, release it. And you will see the joy you will feel. The people want to that we gravitate towards you. Okay? Whatever it is. Some say I help women to maintain their natural hair. Because that's a thing. You can see me here with natural hair today. Yes, this is what I have under my wig most times. So, and this is so, so much more comfortable than the wigs. But you know me, I oscillate between the two. Because that's me. That's my personality. It may just be I help women to, and people with black hair and very, you know, coarse hair will say, I need this person, and gravitate towards a social media page or a handle or whatever. I need you. Now, this person cannot fight with those who are into wigs, who are into or who have no hair at all, who are saying, you didn't come to my handle, you didn't come and patronize me, you didn't come and buy from me, you're fighting with her. But I'm not sent to you. I'm sent to those with natural hair who have trouble managing it, who have trouble making it soft and making it look presentable, because we have believed the lie that black hair is not good, is not fun, is not cool, you know, is not fine, is not whatever. So we want to help your career by helping you manage your black hair. You see, so find what works. A pharmacist will not fight with who sells medicines over the counter and also prescription medicine. If you're my friend and you're a pharmacist, why will you fight with me? If I'm not sick and if I don't need Tylenol or Panadol, I won't come to your shop. Don't fight with me. I'm your friend. We're friends. I'm rooting for you. I'm happy for you. But I won't come and buy what you have because I don't need what you have right now. I need bread. So I'm going to the bakery. You hear what I'm trying to say? Because the baker is releasing her gifts and I need bread in the house right now. That is how it works, friends. And the Lord will say, enter into the joy of your Lord. I am pleased with you. Not because you brought 10 for me or you brought 5, but because you multiplied. Bumi mentioned multiply. Just because you multiplied it, I am happy. You didn't leave it sitting there. But to the one that was given one and said, I was afraid. And I know you to be a hard man. Take the way you give me. Take your thing. Ah! He said, if you had multiplied it, it would have become 2, right? And he would have gotten the same reward as the person who had 5 and made it 10. Because it would have been the same what? Faithfulness. That passage is about faithfulness. So I would say, you know what? If you believe you are faithful to God, be faithful to the gifts that he has given you. Be faithful to the gifts you have given. Don't say it's for the Premier Denimas. Oh, it's for the Pastor Nikes. P&R. She's all over. Oh, funny. She's there. They start with Pastor Sam. She's very gifted. She's multi, blah, 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 blah. No. I just dared to use my gift one day at a time. Whether in my youth, whether in my adulthood, I just dared to receive. And let me tell you, there are times where there has been opposition. And that's my journey. When there's opposition, you ask God, God, should I drop this gift and not use it? Because if you're there, you drop it. Use it. Use it. It's needed there. It's needed in that boardroom. That gift is needed. Whether they roll their eyes at you or not, it is needed. Stay there and use it. Stay there and speak up. Lord, I'm not going to speak it. Stay there and speak up. But if the Lord says no, leave it for now. Face the other gifts I have and multiply that, you know, for now in this season. Okay, yes, Lord. So friends, there's reward in using our gifts. There's reward in embracing our uniqueness because God made us unique. USP. In the secular world, that is what is used. Your unique selling proposition. Why is this different from this? Why do you want us to buy this? And when would rather have this? And then you sell the uniqueness of it. Even when the two look the same, when the two phones look the same, okay? Or you're trying to sell Samsung, iPhone, you're trying to sell them, you know? And that is it. And that's why we have debates. Way back in school, you think those debates were just for fun? They were fun, but they were teaching us how to present our uniqueness. Which one is better, beans or rice? I had one comedian, you know, talk about that, oh, I'm here to defend the motion that rice, beans is better than rice because rice, this. And, you know, they put it in a fun way. They were getting us to speak out in the literary and debating club. And in the team, some wouldn't speak, but some are drafting their points. I was okay, you are the spokesman. You are the one that speaks for us because you can talk. These are the points. Then you plan, and then the team wins because it was teamwork. They were teaching us how to deploy our gifts, and together we can shine as a team. So in that team, there'll be introvert, there'll be extrovert. So extrovert, you're the one that will talk. Introvert, you're the one that will craft the points. You know, you are the craft the points. You don't have to talk. And then there's the co-debater, the co-presenter. Can you remember? Many of us may not have been in debating club, but we watched. And it was so happy. We were like, the judges, they're marking the points, they're marking it. So I'm here to convince you without a shadow of doubt. The iPhone is better than Samsung, or Samsung is better than iPhone, because Samsung can take very sharp, clear pictures. iPhone is too expensive. The masses cannot afford it. Bah, bah, bah. So with all this, then they give extra time so that you can bring out more arsenals, more uniqueness, the uniqueness of what you are arguing against. The uniqueness. To stay or to migrate. Right? To do this or to not do this. And that is it.